The first boatloads of refugees and migrants have arrived back in Turkey, sent back by Greece. It's part of the new controversial deal between Turkey and the EU that went into effect today. In it, EU countries will take one vetted Syrian refugee from Turkey for every Syrian that Turkey takes back from Greece. The hope is this will stop people from making the dangerous sea crossing from Turkey to Greece in an attempt to get to Europe if they know they'll be sent back. NPR's Joanna Kakissis is at the port on the Greek island of Lesbos. Joanna, what's it been like?
Well, this morning it was, we didn't have a lot of access. We had to watch, most media had to watch behind this giant gate. And from afar, we saw several buses lined up in front of ferries with people being escorted off the bus. All of them were men. And each of those men were escorted by a police officer from an EU nation, part of the EU border patrol force called Frontex. And they were put in a very orderly fashion inside the ferry, and then the ferries left. I saw three ferries leave, but only two were confirmed with passengers aboard. And the third ferry also left from another island, Chios, also with just men aboard. And according to the Greek government, there were 202 people who were deported today, this morning. 200 were from Pakistan and two were from Syria. And according to the government, they all declined to claim asylum in Greece, which means that the only other option they had was to go back to Turkey.
Well, so explain this further, because you mentioned the different nationalities. How does that dovetail with the agreement, with the deal that seemed to only involve Syrian refugees? What's going to happen to these people who are from Iraq, perhaps, or other countries who are being deported from Greece and sent back to Turkey?
That's all still very unclear, and that's what's troubling a lot of human rights groups here, is that there are no safeguards in place for people who need to claim asylum, who are from Pakistan, who perhaps need political asylum, or who are from Iraq, or who are from some other war-torn country or troubled country. There are no safeguards put in place for people like that, and that's entirely unclear how that's going to be worked out in the next few months. Because, as you mentioned, this deal is focused on Syrians.
Yeah, and what about the other aspect of the deal? It only applies to people who arrived after March 20th. They're the ones that can be deported from Greece. So what happens to everybody else?
Everybody who arrived here before March 20th is actually stuck in Greece right now. There are about anywhere between 50,000 and 52,000 people who are currently in the country and who are trapped here. Some of them are in various army camps that have been very hastily built in the last couple of months. About 11,000 to 12,000 of them are at a horrible makeshift camp at the Greek-Macedonian border, living in terrible conditions. And the Greeks are just not sure. They don't have the resources right now. And so they're not sure how to shelter everybody. And the EU has been very slow to send help and to send aid to help Greece deal with at least housing the people. A whole other question is asylum. If they want to claim asylum in Greece, Greece is also very, very understaffed to do that at the moment. And again, the EU has not provided the resources that Greece needs to help process all those asylum requests.
So a lot of questions remain unanswered. But meantime, the deal was meant to stem the flow, as we said, of people making that treacherous trip, the terrible images of many not making it. Is there any sense, I mean, this is day one of the deporting, of moving people from Greece to Turkey, but is there any sense that even the threat of the deal has worked?
There has been a drop in the number of people arriving on Greek islands, but we don't know how long that's going to last. It could be that just in the first few days of this agreement or the first few weeks that we have a drop in arrivals by boat. And in the future, we have no idea what's going to happen. I get a sense in talking to refugees, especially refugees already in camps in Greece, that they're telling their family back home, don't come. If you come, you'll get sent back to Turkey or you'll get stuck in some horrible camp like I'm in. So there is this message that's getting across to the other side, like, don't bother coming to Europe because Europe doesn't want you anymore.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Joanna Kakissis, you're there in the port. This has been anticipated, you know, among Greeks. How are they responding to this, this idea of people who risk their lives to make the trip to Greece now being sent back to Turkey? But on the other hand, maybe people feel that this is the safest thing for them. How are Greeks reacting?
there are very mixed feelings here on the island because, you know, on Lesbos, for example, Greeks were helping a lot of these refugees through, and they really feel for them. Lesbos is an island that was settled by refugees from Asia Minor, which is now Turkey, refugees from that fled there from 1922. So they know what it's like to, it's in this culture. They know what it's like to have to leave your homeland. So there's a great sense of empathy that the Greeks have for refugees. However, this is a country in a deep economic depression with very few resources, and the Greeks realize that they don't have enough to help. They don't have enough resources themselves to take care of themselves. So how are they going to take care of 50,000 people, especially with no help from the EU? And everyone's been trying to find a humane way to at least lessen the flow of refugees, so many don't end up getting stuck in Greece, where there's no place to shelter them and very few resources to feed and help them.
Yeah, Joanna Kakissis, reporting from the Greek island of Lesbos, as the EU deal with Turkey takes effect today, and migrants, refugees are being sent from Greece back to Turkey. Joanna, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.
Well, let's bring in by Skype Michele Tallaro, field coordinator for Doctors Without Borders, MSF, in Lesbos. Michele, we know you're focused on the thousands of migrants still in Greece. What are your concerns as the first couple hundred refugees are sent back to Turkey?
Well, our main concern is about the condition that they can find in Turkey, and if in Turkey all is ready to give assistance to the people and to give them access to international protection. We already see that not everything is in place right now here in Greece to give assistance to all these people in need. There are more than 50,000 people stranded in Greece, and here in the island of Lesbos, there are more than 3,300 people in a place that has a capacity of 2,000. So people, the places is crowded. The minimal humanitarian standards are not there because there are too many people to assist there. And we are speaking about pregnant women, about women alone with few children, about people with chronic disease. All these people should simply not stay in that place. They should put elsewhere. They should put in most appropriate facilities where they can get all the assistance that they need.
Take one thing at a time. You are concerned with the people who are going to Turkey, and we're hearing that many of them will be told that they are economic migrants. They're looking for better financial life, and they're going to be told to go home. But some of the Syrians might find homes in Europe. Isn't that better than being stuck as in the situation you describe in Greece?
I don't know what it is better. I just know that we are speaking about people in search of international protection, in search of assistance, people that have a lot of needs. And as long as their need will not be fulfilled, they will try to find for assistance and to look for safety somewhere. It could be in Turkey, it could be in Europe. This is not up to me. But what I see right now is that in a place that became a detention center because of a political decision of the European Union, people has not all the minimal standard, the minimal assistance that they need. And it is clearly a duty of the authorities that create this condition to provide food, to provide water, to provide toilets, to provide health assistance, to provide psychosocial assistance, to provide legal assistance, to provide to fulfill the basic needs of these people. And this is not the case today.
Do you think that this deal won't work? The deal is supposed to keep people from making that dangerous crossing from Turkey by boat to Greece. Are you saying you don't think that that is going to happen?
The only way to discourage people to cross the sea is to provide them all they need elsewhere. Mm-hmm. As long as in Turkey they cannot find international protection, they cannot find assistance, they cannot access the labor market, they cannot have medical assistance, they cannot send children to school, they will try to find them elsewhere. If this border will really become closed, they will simply try to find other routes. And this is also worse because the other routes probably will be through North Africa and through Italy. That is, it is a much more dangerous route. So there will be much more people dying in the sea. So it will be just worse.
Michele Tallaro, field coordinator for MSF, Doctors Without Borders, speaking to us from the Greek island of Lesbos. Michele, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.